Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Happy Friday, Yahias.
I understand you're kicking off with Women's World Cup.
Yahias, let's kick off in Vancouver, Canada, where the 7th Women's World Cup football final will be played Sunday. It'll be a rematch of the 2011 final between the United States and reigning champion Japan. 4 years ago in Germany, the Japanese beat the USA 3-1 on penalty kicks after the teams drew 2-2 during regulation and extra time. Tickets for Sunday's final are officially sold out. About 54,000 fans will pack BC Place Stadium in Vancouver. And as for overall attendance at the month-long tournament, I think officials at FIFA, World Football's governing body, are pleased. In addition to Vancouver, the Canadian cities of Edmonton, Winnipeg, Ottawa, Moncton, and Montreal have staged matches. Here in the United States, television viewership of matches has been very good, with many fans following the World Cup campaign of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. Almost 8.5 million viewers watched Tuesday's semifinal between the USA and Germany from Montreal's Olympic Stadium, the highest figure to date for this tournament. It was also the third largest U.S. TV audience in Women's World Cup history, trailing the 1999 final with almost 20 million viewers, and the 2011 final with about 13.5 million viewers. Fans watching this year's tournament have seen a USA team with a rock-solid defense. The American women have given up only one goal, and that came in the team's opening match, a 3-1 victory over Australia. Hope Solo has kept the USA goal safe for 523 consecutive minutes. She says physically, the USA wants to be ready for the Japanese.
Yeah, you know, by the time our bodies are feeling up to par again, 100%, it's game time. So in the next couple of days, we'll be recovering. We'll be traveling back to Vancouver, a 5.5 hour flight. Doing a couple yoga sessions, doing some ice baths, doing everything we can to be 100% for the final.
That's Hope Solo, the USA's goalkeeper, who has posted 5 consecutive shutouts at the Women's World Cup. Midfielder Carly Lloyd has been wearing the captain's armband for the USA, and she's been wearing it with distinction after hitting the 200 mark for international appearances for the American team. Carly was named player of the match in the USA's 2-0 semifinal victory over Germany. She scored the first goal off a penalty kick and set up the second by teammate Kelly O'Hara. Captain Carly Lloyd echoes Hope Solo's comments about being physically ready for the Japanese.
It's just about recovering, you know, doing all the right things off the field, getting our bodies back healthy, strong. We've got an extra day compared to the other semifinal game.
That's Carly Lloyd, the captain of the USA's Women's World Cup team, which will play reigning champion Japan Sunday in the final in Vancouver, Canada. Meanwhile, Carly Lloyd and Hope Solo, who we heard from earlier, are both on short lists for 2015 FIFA Women's World Cup Awards. Solo is one of 3 candidates for the Adidas Golden Glove Award given to the top goalkeeper, along with Nadine Anger of Germany and Ayumi Kaiori of Japan. Meanwhile, Carly Lloyd is one of 3 American players on the short list for the Adidas Golden Ball Award given to the best player of the tournament. Americans Megan Rapinoe and Julie Johnston are also on the short list, as well as Aya Miyama and Sayori Ariyoshi, both from Japan, Lucy Bronze from England, Amandine Henri from France, and Celia Sasic from Germany. The 27-year-old Sasic is the top scorer at the Women's World Cup with 6 goals. FIFA will announce the winners of the various awards after Sunday's final between the USA and Japan.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the Voice of America. The president and other Americans will on Saturday celebrate the annual 4th of July holiday, marking the USA's 239th Independence Day. Joining us now from Johannesburg with more sports news is Mark Ouma.
We begin with volleyball. Kenya play Mexico and hosts Algeria engage Australia at the Women's World Volleyball Grand Prix in Algiers today, Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, Kenya play Australia as Algeria face Mexico. On Sunday, Australia engage Mexico as Algeria challenge Kenya. In basketball, Egypt play Tunisia in a classification tie at the Men's World Under-19 Basketball Championships in Heraklion, Greece, today, Friday. In rugby, the Confederation of African Rugby Division 1B Africa Cup contest starts in Kampala, Uganda, today, Friday. The week-long round-robin contest features Botswana, Ivory Coast, Mauritius, Madagascar, Senegal, and hosts Uganda. Turning to athletics, Africa's top female sprinters, Blessing Okagbare Igote Gwonor, along with Ivory Coast's Muriel Lahore and Marie-José Talou, compete in 100 meters at the IAAF Diamond League in Paris, France. East Africa's long-distance rivalry comes alive in women's 5,000 meters, where Ethiopia's Almaz Ayana, Genzebe Dibaba, and Belianesh Oljira face Kenya's Mercy Cherono, Viola Jelagat Kibiwot, and Faith Chepngetich Kipyegon. Algerian Olympic champion Taufik Makloufi heads Africa's charge in men's 1,500 meters, which also features Ethiopian Aman Wote, Moroccan Abdelati Gida, and Djibouti's Ayanle Suleiman. Kenyan Eunice Sum competes in women's 800 meters as South Africans Wade Fanny Kirk and Wenda Nell compete in men's 400 meters and women's 400 meter hurdles respectively. Kenyans look to dominate the men's 3,000 meter steeplechase, where Olympic champion Ezekiel Kemboi faces Jairus Kipchoge Birech, Brimin Kipruto, Paul Kipsiele Koech, and Conseslus Kipruto. South Africans Kotso Mokwena and Sunet Fulyun contest the men's long jump and women's javelin respectively. In football, Liberia host Guinea in Monrovia in their Orange African Nations Championship qualifier on Sunday. It will be the first match played in Liberia since the lifting of the ban on football in the country as a measure to curb the spread of the Ebola virus. In other matches, Gambia host Senegal, Kenya play Ethiopia, and Angola face Swaziland. Elsewhere, Botswana play Lesotho, Burundi encounter Djibouti, Seychelles engage Mozambique, Zambia host Namibia, Comoro Islands challenge Zimbabwe, Uganda play Tanzania, Mauritius face South Africa, and Mali engage Guinea-Bissau. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
This is Africa. Samina, mina, waka, waka, Samina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
I'm very, 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 very excited. Ni chabulile.
Hola. Cause this is Africa. Samina, mina, waka, waka, Samina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
Hi. I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports, from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on!
This is for the
Just come and play with me.
This is for the world.
Game on, VOA sports fans. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. I got a tweet from Ruby, whose Twitter handle is @RubyR_3. And Ruby is a fan of both Hope Solo and the Seattle Reign, the club Solo plays for in the National Women's Soccer League. Regarding Hope's World Cup performance so far, Ruby says, "Yay, Hope Solo! She has been amazing leading the USA's defense. Still with the Women's World Cup, I appeared Thursday evening on Channels TV in Nigeria on the Sports Tonight Show hosted by Toyin Ibitoye. And my friend Toyin asked me to stick my neck out and make a prediction ahead of Sunday's final between the USA and Japan in Vancouver. My prediction, USA 3, Japan 1. And then Toyin's quick response, "Sonny, you were generous to give Japan a goal." Well, it's going to be interesting to see if Hope Solo and her rock-solid backline of Julie Johnston and Becky Sauerbrunn can stop the Japanese. History is on the side of the American women. They've played the Japanese 31 times and lost only once in the 2011 World Cup final in Frankfurt.